A plane came through the wall. It'll be instant. It'll be, even if it's a long, slow death, it'll be as if this isn't possible, that it could be now already, so soon. Now, most of our current society is geared toward forgetting all about this, distracting ourselves in any way we can, more maybe than in the past. But that's a mistake, because how can you know life if you don't really face death? The biggest single topic, the biggest section in the Beyond Self training program is about death and how to face death now. That's not for no reason. This is what, in one way or another, most of us are more or less avoiding. Because any of a number of reasons. Because it's hard, because it's frightening, because it's anxiety-provoking, because it's mind-boggling. There's 10,001 reasons to avoid it. All of which don't matter. All of which keep you poor. Because you're not concerning yourself with the most essential concerns. Now, when I talk like this, people accuse me of being morbid. That's another societal trick. Whenever you start talking about death in kind of blunt terms, people tend, for real, to experience it as morbid. They don't want to have to think about it, and they don't want to have to necessarily talk about it, and they don't want to necessarily want to hear about it. And certainly that's less true of the people in this room than somebody randomly off the street. Nevertheless, don't let yourself off the hook. Don't say to yourself, well, I'm a sincere spiritual seeker, so I'm willing to face it. I don't run from it like some people I know. Maybe that's true, but don't rationalize to yourself. If you haven't faced it 100%, if you haven't gone into death as something that involves all of you, as something that's gonna happen to you, as something that involves every aspect of what you think of as you and every aspect of this life, then my suggestion to you is that you can only gain by doing that, no matter how frightened you get, no matter how weird the experience becomes. This is a weird universe. Facing death more directly, more truly, brings you closer to the weird aspect. Because then things get shaky. Then you don't have quick or easy answers for everything. Then all the interpretations and the assumptions don't have so much of a hold on you. Because you're looking at something that has the tendency, the power, to cut away some of the delusions, cut away some of the rationalizations, cut away the self-deceptions. You can't really lie to yourself very effectively when you're dealing with your own death. Something in a human being doesn't let them self-deceive like we do so easily during the day, during our actions and our distractions.